Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Control crews are at the site of a North Slope well blowout that drove mud onto the oil rig gravel pad and snow-covered tundra. The rig was evacuated. The accident Wednesday happened when a drilling crew hit a natural gas pocket at about 2,600 feet below the surface. The gas did not ignite. State Environmental Conservation Department on-scene coordinator Tom DeRuyter says about 42,000 gallons of freshwater-based drilling mud was released.
There is no oil that has been reported with this event. There's been no fire or explosion, and there were no injuries.
The writer says it's now a well control incident. The Spanish company Repsol owns the well and contracts with an Alaska company, Neighbors, for the drilling. The writer says Texas company Wild Well Control will plug the well with mud. An 18-year-old Seattle area man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the January 3rd shooting death of Ashton Reyes of Juneau. Jacob Momer was charged yesterday in King County Superior Court, where his bail was set at $1 million. He was arrested on Tuesday in Maple Valley, south of Seattle. Charging documents indicate the shooting was drug-related. Ian Goodhue is deputy chief of staff for the King County Prosecutor's Office.
Ashton Reyes and the man that she was with arranged to meet Momer and another individual to conduct a drug transaction. And during the course of the drug transaction, Momer and the other individual began an attempt to rob Reyes and the man with her of the drugs, and gunshots erupted. And at the end of it, Ms. Reyes was dead, and Mr. Momer and the other suspect had fled the scene.
Charging documents indicate Momer has been charged also with first and second degree robbery. He has no prior criminal history. And about 40% of Juneau residents say the city and borough should cut services before raising taxes and fees. But 30% say they'd be willing to pay more taxes or user fees. The CBJ-sponsored budget survey was released Wednesday to the Assembly's Finance Committee, conducted in mid-January by research firm McDowell Group. It shows that more than a fifth of respondents favor a combination of revenue increases and reduced services. The city is facing an estimated $4.8 million shortfall in the next fiscal year and almost a $3 million deficit in fiscal year 2014. The Assembly says residents' input is important as they tackle the budget over the next few months. If the city considers tax increases, 63% of respondents say they would support a new seasonal sales tax. Finance Committee Chair Karen Crane says she was surprised by that.
Money's tight for everybody, and to me it just says that they appreciate the services that are out there and want to keep them.
If the city decides to cut the budget, respondents say they would target community development and city administration. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies and a chance of rain and snow showers this morning. Also this afternoon and late tonight, temperatures today between 32 and 39 degrees.